around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Friday, everybody. Man, there's a lot of commotion going on in the studio today. They're getting ready for the big fishing derby tomorrow. So get your kids ready and gear them up and come out and enjoy the fishing derby. It's pretty fun. Let's check out some temperatures. Looks like Granville down there along the Red River is the hot spot in the state right now at 94. Hollis, you're 91. Hobart's 93. It gets cooler as you go north, though. 88 at Cheyenne, 83 at Arnett, 77 at Beaver, 78 at Slapout. But you go east a little ways, Cherokee, you're 90 degrees. Out here in the big panhandle of Texas, Lipscomb, you're 85, 88 at Dozer, 89 at Wellington, 91 at Childress, and 93 at Odell, down there south of Altus. There's a lot going on. I'm going to have Lori Campbell on here coming up probably around 12:30 in our third segment, and we're going to be talking cattle. So stay tuned for that. What else we got going on? Anything but, I had too many people on the show yesterday, and I ate up all my time. I didn't know if you guys had noticed in the Atwoods insert of the new Penny News that came out yesterday morning, there is a couple items in there that caught my eye. So if you've missed it or hadn't got your Penny News yet, I'm going to help you out here. Brian's buy of the week, I think, is a really good buy. It's 5/8 water hose, not 3/4, but that'll work. But there's the Atwoods Farm and Ranch 100-foot, 5/8 by 100-foot, that is. It's regularly $40. Is 25. So if you need some water hoses for next year, be a good time to stock up. And the other item that caught my eye was the 2.5 gallon DEF jug that's usually about $8.50 is $7.50. So that's, go buy them out at all your Atwood stores in Western Oklahoma. Check it out. Okay, let's see here. Elk City Livestock Auction is in the middle of selling cows right now, and they got a bunch of them. They had to quit taking them yesterday, so get a chance, go out there and check it out. Go see the grumpy old woman in there, Cousin Kay. Have her whoop you up a greasy, smashed onion burger. That's where I'm going right after the show. Get me one of those. I don't know. She might poison me this week because I was not nice to her at the tomato deal Wednesday night at the Elk City Farmers Market. But we'll see how she reacts when I walk in there. Also, I dropped off about probably 60 pounds, 50 to 60 pounds of tomatoes at Kirk Feet in at the old co-op there in Sayre this morning. So if you want some tomatoes, go in there and buy you some up. There's plenty in there. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. When I checked the board a while ago, the grains were doing really good today. They need to double that, but they're better than it's been here lately. Shortly after 6 a.m. Central Time, December corn was up 6¾ cents at 427¾ per bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. November soybeans were 13¾ cents higher at 10.40¼ a bushel. December soy meal was up 370 to 287.20 a short ton. And December soy oil increased 0.37 cents to 56.52 cents a pound. September wheat markers were mixed in early morning. Chicago Board of Trade wheat was up 9.5. When I checked it a while ago, it was up 15. At 5.43 a bushel, Kansas City jumped 12¼ at 5.29¾ cents a bushel. Minneapolis was down a penny and three quarter at 578 and a quarter per bushel. Winter wheat harvest is progressing with no negative surprises yet. The spring wheat crop tour takes place next week and will dictate where prices trends as we approach the spring wheat harvest window. According to Bob Linneman, a broker for Claus Commodity Advisors, traders are watching the U.S. dollar index as futures have flirted with the key 50-day moving average since Tuesday. A close above this key technical line could trigger short covering, as we have not seen a close above the line since February. Export sales of grains fell this past week. Corn specifically reached a marketing year low, according to the U.S. export sales report released by the USDA. Net corn sales to overseas buyers were down 92% from the week before and 89% from the four-week average of 97,600 metric tons. Japan purchased 187,900 metric tons, Mexico 79,300, Colombia bought 78,600, South Korea was in there for 77,100 tons, and a John Doe destination bought 390,700 tons. Corn exports for the week fell 28% at 1.21 million metric tons, according to the USDA. Soybean sales in the 7 days that ended on July 10th totaled 271,900 metric tons, 46% lower than the previous week and 39% under the average. Taiwan bought 68,000 metric tons, Germany 63,000 metric tons, Algeria 32,000 tons, and Egypt was in there at 25,400 tons. Soybean exports totaled 276,400 metric tons, 30% weaker than the week prior. Wheat sales were reported at 494,400 metric tons. That's down 13% week over week, but up 8% from the four-week average, according to the government. Mexico bought 83,500 tons, Venezuela 71,600, South Africa took 51,800, Japan 49,100 tons of wheat. Wheat exports was down 3% at 432,900 metric tons, the USDA said in its report. Man, this flash flooding just going on everywhere. It's a sign of the global warming. The weekend holds a risk for severe weather in the Corn Belt, according to the National Weather Service Prediction Center. It says that unusual flow pattern for July and a weak negative could potentially squeeze the jet stream to be stronger than average. The front of the base and of the westerlies wavers around the Ohio Valley, the southern Great Lakes, the southern Appalachians, and the mid-Atlantic states over the next few days. And I read another report earlier, it's still flooding in central Texas. Crazy, but that's what's going on in there. I want to throw in with the, you guys see the new drought monitor map that came out yesterday. I don't think I've ever seen it like this. Basically, if you go down there south of where the flooding was in central Texas, the drought monitor starts picking up some light tan, medium tan, some red, and some dark red, and follows. It looks like everything but the upper Sierras in California is some kind of drought in the western part of the United States. And besides northern Kansas and southern Nebraska and the Nebraska Panhandle, a little bit in South Dakota, basically, there is no drought to speak of west of that line. So Oklahoma, most of Texas, everything east there, there's just not a lot of drought going on, which is, I think, real rare for July. Pretty rare. So check it out if you want to. Okay, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. Nathan and Charity, I want you guys to come see them at the store out there. They got a lot of good stuff going on. And again, tomorrow, the Wild Plum Jam Music Fest 2025 starts at, the gates open at 5. Music starts at 7 o'clock. And we got Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue, Tyler Wilhelm, the Boys of Western Oklahoma, what we're calling this. Brought to you by none other than KECO 96.5 and the Wheeler General Store. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This season, armyworm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Armyworms, you're out of here. Learn more at corteva.us/lumavia CPL.
Reap the rewards of buying a new zero-turn mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. You'll enjoy discounted cash prices or financing with approved credit. A free t-shirt and cap, DJ's discounts, and a large selection of in-stock blades, belts, and OEM parts. They'll take care of any warranty work that needs to be done, and you'll have the peace of mind that comes with making a purchase from a business you know and trust. DJ's is your authorized Spartan, Cub Cadet, and Hustler mower dealer located on South Main in Elk City.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wheeler, Texas, 87 degrees, heat index of 89, humidity is 52, dew point 67, winds are out of south at 14 with wind gust up to 16, peak wind gust today 27 miles an hour, 1.27 inches of rain in Wheeler this month, 77 is your 8-inch soil temperature. Speaking of heat, I went out to turn the irrigation off last night at midnight on one of my peanut fields. It was 82 degrees and you couldn't breathe. I mean, it's just, I'm not complaining. Yeah, I am. I don't like humidity. Kansas City, lived up there 19 years, and that's what I hated. It could be 90 degrees there, and it felt like it was 150. I just hate humidity. But, hey, guess what? We got it, and that's the way it is. Speaking of heat, did you guys that follow social media, did you guys see the post last night going around on Facebook and Instagram where, you know, they had the big earthquake up there in Alaska, and Yellowstone was rumbling, Washington, the volcanoes were all rumbling, all the animals were leaving the Yellowstone National Park. Well, I had an insider up there, and you all guys know him, the Cotton King, or used to be the Cattle King, but now he's the Cotton King. I sent him that, and he said the animals were just grazing away and doing just fine. So some more fake news on social media, but him and the Cotton Queen, Miss Tammy, they're on their way back. They'll be in back to Oklahoma here pretty quick, and they've been on their yearly tour of Montana and Wyoming up there, so I hope they had a good time. Tonight and tomorrow, the Clinton Rodeo will be going on at 8 o'clock each night. Added money, events, bareback, saddle bronc, bull riding, steer wrestling, tie-down roping, breakaway, barrel racing, team roping, adults $10, kids 12 and up, $5, kids under 3, free. Again, it starts at 8 o'clock, and it looks like the youth events will, the mutton busting will start around 7 o'clock. The main rodeo starts at 8. So go out there and support your local rodeo at Clinton tonight and tomorrow night. Got that going on. All right, let's check out the board, see what's happening with it right now. Grains look really good today. September corn 408 up 6.5. December 428 up 7. Soybeans for August 1028. Up 6.75, September 10.19, up 7.75. Soybean meal, August 272.80, up 4.10. Soybean oils down 23 for August at 55.99. Hard red winter wheat, September 5.31, up 13.75. December 5.53, up 13.25. Oil out of West Texas is down a little bit. August is 67.40, down 14 cents. Natural gas is down at Scotch for August at 353. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and S&P are all trading in the red today. So is the cattle. Not bad, though. Not terrible. August lives are 223.17, down 50. October 219.37, down 95. Feeders for August 324.40, down 160. September 323.70, down 172. Lean hogs, August 106.32, down 50. All right, let's check out the market report. I had full boat yesterday. I couldn't do it. I want to check out the market report from Beaver from Tuesday. They had 4,264 head. Bred heifers, not too many of those, but they all averaged 2,166.67 per head. Bulls, here we go. Cotton King, I know you're listening. You missed out on some buys. They had 39 head of big bulls, average weight 1535, average price $184.34, $2,829.36 was the average price of the bulls. Top seller was a black bull weighing 2005, $43.21 is what it brought. Charlet bull didn't even bring 4,000. Now, I know he's not listening. He's probably in the sale right now trying to buy some here at Elk City. But it looked like it was top seller per pound, $210 per hundred weight, liked a little bit bringing 4,000. Bull calves, they was 89 head of those, 453 average weight, average price $368.28 per hundred weight. $1,666.59 per head. Calves, those two of them, babies, brought $900 a piece. One brought $875, one brought $900. Cows, let's see, they had a bunch. Man, I'm still scrolling. Here we go. 429 head of cows, average weight 1224, average price $188.81 per hundredweight, $2,311.71 per head. Heifer calves, 187 of those, 493 average weight, average price $367.60, brought $1,811.86 per head. Yearling heifers, 990 head of those, average weight 665, $328.80 per hundredweight, $2,186.32. Let's see what the top is. Get some big loads here. Here we go. There was 150 of them, mixed heifer yearlings, weighing 807, brought $24.80 per head. And then there was 29 weighing 1102, brought $259, almost $2,900 a head. Pretty good for the ladies. All right, pairs. 14 pairs were sold there, $1,251 average weight. And they averaged, they like $15, averaging $3,000. Per pair. Steer calves, 216 of them, average weight 530, average price $391.82, $2,077.37 per head. Yearling steers, there was a bunch of those. 2,286 head of yearling steers, 844 average weight, $319.39 per hundred weight was average $2,694.99. Let's check the top end on the steer and see some big loads here. There was 192 of them weighing 880, brought $312.2744 per head. There was 150 weighing 929, brought $312, like $1.31 being $2,900 per head. And then they had a load of mixed steers. 54 of them, 1,049, brought $3,095.31 per head. And I think those were the top, that was the top seller. Yes, that was. And they were blacks. Well, no, they were mixed steers. So, anyway, really good market going on out there right now. Okay, I want you guys to play a game with me. What is your favorite phrase that you either say yourself, or you hear farmers muttering every morning at the round table at the coffee shop? I don't care if you're in Woodward, Buffalo, Sentinel, Oklahoma, whatever. What is your favorite phrase you hear a farmer actually mutter, whether it's about rain? About rain. And I'll give you an example. Here's one that says, how much rain did you get? This is more than small talk. It's actually a competition between farmers, and there's a winner and there's always a loser. So 580-225-9697. You'll send me a message on the Ag text line talking about what is your favorite phrase you hear a farmer or even a rancher mutter about rain. See what you guys come up with and compare it to the 19 that I'm going to read later on in the show after Lori and I talk. Speaking of Lori, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I'll have Miss Lori Campbell on from Arnett. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Looking for oil and gas production equipment? Evolve Vessel has you covered, both code and non-code production equipment. We maintain a comprehensive inventory of Roustabout supplies, from welding to tank batteries, as well as pipe and structural steel. We've got what your crew needs to keep moving. Stop by our full retail store Highway 6 South in Elk City, open to the public Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Whether you're building from the ground up or keeping things running, trust Evolve Vessel, where oil-filled operations evolve.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts, you've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens, and we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 11th. 1,552 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 414 brought 451. 5 at 456 brought 449. 16 at 489 brought 4. 8 at 576 brought 379. 3 at 653 brought 345. 11 at 780 brought 307. 5 at 810 brought 315. 22 head of heifers at 362 brought 457. 8 at 576 brought 343. 4 at 654 brought 320. 14 at 805 brought 293. 5 at 986 brought 242. Butcher cows were 55 to 184. Butcher bulls brought 140 to 227. Bred cows were 1900 to 3500. Pairs brought 1800 to 4150. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. I picked the town, big metropolitan, of Arnett, Oklahoma, home of the world-famous Lord Campbell. It's 86 degrees, 89 is the heat risk, or feels like 89. The heat risk is low as of right now. Dew point 67, humidity's 55. The winds are out of the south at 8. 41 hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:56. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms today and 95 for a high. Of course, the winds are going to be blowing out of the southwest, 12 to 15 with wind gusts up to 25. Tonight, same amount of wind, 73 for a low, but it's going to be clear, so it's going to be hot. Tomorrow, it's just going to be hot, 98 degrees. South winds, 12 to 18 with wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Well, on the phone with me right now is that world-famous Lori Campbell.
Hey, Jimmy Clark.
Hola, senorita. What's up?
Oh, not too much. I'm just driving around looking at green grass.
Oh, is the grass green up there?
Yeah, it looks good still. We've had enough rain, and it's been cool enough so far that we are growing some beautiful grass.
Oh, how's the cows look?
Fat and sassy.
Yeah, I catch the cows laying down more than usual. They're not out having to scrape dry grass looking for something to eat right now.
No, they're not having to hustle near as much as they sometimes do. They're getting out and grazing early and getting filled up and then just being able to relax.
Okay, I'm just warning you that the Cotton King and the Cotton Queen are driving home right now from Wyoming and Montana, and they're listening.
Well, that's fantastic. I don't know anything about cotton, so I feel like we could have a good cotton talk.
Do they grow any cotton around our net? I can't remember. I worked up there a long time, but I don't remember seeing any cotton.
Yes, there's some cotton up here in this area. But again, I didn't grow up with cotton, so it's kind of a foreign thing to me.
Oh, that's good. That's probably smart of you anyway. And the only thing I remember is hoeing it. That's all I remember. So other than that, that's what everybody makes fun of me. You don't know nothing about cotton, and there's a lot of it in your listening area. Good. That's why I have the Cotton King.
That's right. You don't have to know a lot about it as long as you know people that do.
Exactly. And so the cattle look good. Everything's looking good. And this hot weather in the last week or so, you see the grass kind of starting to turn backwards, or are you still looking good?
So our native grass is still looking pretty good. Some of the shorter grass, you can tell, it's feeling a little bit of the pressure from the heat, and looks like we're going to keep drying up a little bit more and getting a little bit hotter going into this next week. But gosh, we've had such a beautiful spring and an early start to summer. I hate to complain.
Yeah, no, we can't complain this year. I mean, I was whining about the humidity a while ago, but hey, at least I wasn't whining about the rain.
Right? Yeah, you have to have a little bit of that humidity, I guess, when you live someplace where it rains once in a while, so.
It's all good. Well, guess what's next week?
I know what's next week. Do you know what's next week?
I actually registered online this year instead of paying when I come in the door, because I got, I felt like people were watching me, and then like, man, you didn't register before now. So I registered online this year.
Well, good for you. That just makes it a little bit faster when you get to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association 73rd Annual Convention and Trade Show next weekend.
And it's at Norman?
Yes, sir. It's at Norman at the Embassy Suites. We've been there for several years in a row again.
And are you excited?
Oh, I am super excited. It's going to be fantastic. We always have a great lineup of speakers. This year is not any different. The air conditioning's always extra cold there. So if you need a place to beat the heat, that's where you need to be.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be. And it's going to have fun. I already got one guest lined up, and I know you're going to help me line the other ones up for the show next Friday. And, yeah, I'm excited because, of course, Dr. Peel and what's his name from going to be doing the meteorologist. What's his name again? You helped me on this last time.
Matt Macon.
Yeah. Those are, you know, that's the thing. Farmers and ranchers, all they want to hear weather and they want to hear numbers.
Yes, absolutely. So do you remember last year when Dr. Peel told us that we were going to see $4 five-weight steers, and we all looked at each other like, gosh, I hope so, and now here we are.
Oh, I'm hard hearing, and I heard the commotion when he said that, when he spit that out. And he'd said that on my show a couple weeks prior to the OCA convention, and I was like, cool, because, he might be a week or two late or a week or two early, but he's pretty close with those numbers.
Yes, he always hits those numbers. Now, normally he doesn't tell you a dollar amount and a time frame at the same time. He usually will give you one or the other, so he gives himself a little bit of wiggle room there. But yeah, he was pretty solid on that, and I mean he typically just has a really good vibe on the numbers for everything. And I'm excited to hear where we're at as far as heifer retention, cows in the country, because, gosh, I mean, they just had a great big run of cows at Beaver. I know they've got a big run with Brandon today at Elk City. So, I mean, there's still cows that are selling, and I don't know what our numbers are going to be looking like as far as heifer retention. You hear some guys are saying, yeah, they think that they're starting to hold some, and, gosh, they're still just worth so much. I haven't really seen it in this area.
Yeah, it's hard to hold back a couple $1,000s.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah, well, more. I was being deal. Yeah, Dr. Peel, when he said that last week, I said I heard some commotion, or last year, I heard some commotion. I heard a couple of, you know, I heard a little couple of coughing. Yeah, I can't wait for him to get up there and say, guys, you remember last year when I said this? Well, guess what? Yeah. Well, this is what I'm going to say this year. And so.
Yes, very excited to hear what he has to say. He'll be on the Saturday morning, first thing in the morning. And that session always fills up. I think it starts at 8:30, but you're going to want to get there and get a chair at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was full. I was standing up last year.
Yeah, it's usually like he fills pretty much every single chair. So first thing Saturday morning, you want to be there and make sure that you get your chair and get your coffee early.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm always excited to go to the OCA because I meet somebody new all the time. And I see a lot of people from Western Oklahoma head to that. And so it's going to be good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it is a great, I mean, not only are there great speakers, there's a huge trade show. You can get to see all kinds of different products. But like you said, you get to meet somebody new. It's always so interesting to me to talk to different producers, see what they're doing, see what's working for them. And just to be able to compare notes and get some different ideas about, you know, how people do things.
Right. Okay, so what else is going on at the OCA? And it's not too late to go, right?
Oh, no, you can still register online. And if you haven't decided yet, then you can register the day of. Just give yourself a little bit of time because you probably won't be the only person trying to get to that registration desk at 8 o'clock in the morning. So make sure that you know, if you haven't got your registration done online ahead of time, that you get up there and get after it. Because the Friday morning session, we're going to start off with a bang as well. At 9 o'clock is Dr. Rod Hall, and he's going to be talking to us about all of the facts that are the New World screwworm. So that's going to be another really popular one. So make sure that you're lined up, ready to go, because that starts at 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
Yes, and then who else we got going on Friday?
So Friday, it's Dr. Ron Hall. The next one is Matt Makins. That's a meteorologist.
Yep.
And then they have in the afternoon is going to be the red meat yield, where Dr. Gretchen Moffey, Dale Warner, Kelly Ritalik, they're going to be talking about the different ways that the yield grade is working and, you know, possibilities for change with that. So that's all on Friday.
Okay.
And, of course, they'll have a big reception and stuff on Friday evening. You don't want to miss any of that. I believe that the Junior Cattlemen's has Tucker Brown speaking on Friday as well. So if you have junior cattlemen, that's for the kids. If you have any junior cattlemen, Friday is a great day for them to be there as well.
Okay. And then, of course, all the reception and the socializing going on Friday night. And then Saturday we start out with Dr. Pill. Who's after Dr. Pill? Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah. So then they're going to have the next big session on Saturday is talking about different AI, and there's the guy that is the CEO of FarmBot. It's Andrew Coppin. And then there's another doctor from Noble Research, Mariah Silveira, and she has done a lot of work as far as like the different kind of soil sciences and regenerative stuff, the greenhouse gases, soil health, nutrient management, water quality, carbon sequestration, all of that kind of fun stuff. So those are in there. They've also got mini learning lounges from Transova. They do have the guy on Saturday, that one of the guys that uses the GPS collars to keep the cattle within the boundaries. So I'm kind of excited about that. That'll be interesting too.
Well, do we know if the assistant chief to the NRCS is going to be there?
The assistant chief? Oh, yes.
You better know that answer.
Yes, I believe so. so that he will be in attendance.
Yeah, because you know that he just rigged his cattle up with that. So this should be interesting.
Oh, that's exciting. I didn't realize that he had gotten his set up for that. So, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of questions. And I think that those kind of things are all very interesting when you start looking towards the future and different kinds of technology that we can use. It's just mind-blowing the different things that you can do.
Yes, and the one speaker that's going to be there Saturday, you mentioned talking about greenhouse gases. That ought to be an interesting topic this year.
Yes, I think it's going to be especially interesting this year. You know, people are just looking for information. They're looking for the facts. Everybody wants to know, you know, what this looks like going forward. So, you know, that's the theme this year for our convention is a heritage of innovation. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to meld, you know, the legacy of ranching and farming and cattle production with, you know, how do you stay current and how do you keep using the new technology that's available and, you know, all of these different things, the way that the world changes, the way the consumer changes. Well, how do we all benefit from that? How do we use that to our advantage? Because at the end of the day, we are tied to the consumer and what they want. So it's just very relevant to all of us in the industry that we are paying attention to that and looking forward.
Yes, looking forward. And it just floors me, and I think it's wonderful that the demand for beef, even with the prices higher, is still so strong. And it's great for us, you know, and it's going to cycle. And that's why I can't wait to listen to Dr. Peel Saturday morning to catch his thoughts on. Matter of fact, if I see him roaming around Friday, he might accidentally get on my show, whether he likes it or not.
Well, I bet we could talk him into doing that for you, Jimmy. He's always happy to talk to people about, you know, any kind of information that he can give us as far as, you know, it helps us to make different decisions when you're looking at how production's going to go. And, yeah, the demand for beef is just incredible. And I think that you can thank a lot of your associations that are helping to promote that because they're able to talk to the dietitians and they're able to, you know, influence a lot of those kind of things that help to put beef into a very positive light when it comes to the consumers. So, yes, I mean, you know, the price is going up for us and for them.
Are you out of fuel?
Well, that says that I'm sitting here for too long.
Oh, is Jeremiah tracking you?
No, somebody probably should be.
Hey, give us an update on Jeremiah.
Oh, well, so he broke his bicep tendon. He had a distal bicep rupture, and so he had surgery on that. And yesterday we went back to McBride, and they took his splint off and all that, and they put him into a brace. And he was really hoping that he was going to be able to go to Elk City to the sale barn today because he's getting a little the walls are closing in on him at home. And
he's getting antsy.
Yeah, he wasn't quite up to it. So we're going to have to get him out and about here later this afternoon.
All right, good. I'm glad he's doing good. Is he going to be able to attend next week?
Yes, he'll be there. I'm not exactly sure how much because, of course, we got to keep things going at home too. And he's got some bird dog puppies at the house, so they take a little bit of extra care.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Shut down. Did I hear puppies or puppy?
Puppies. What? Abby had babies.
Oh, I did not know this.
I know. So, yeah, we'll have to talk later. I'll send you some pictures. They're adorable.
Oh, cool. See, I do pay attention to what's going on around Arnett. So, cool. Well, good. And then thanks for – oh, I got a question to ask you first. I had a question before you came on. I don't know if you got to hear me, and I want to see if you can think of something off the top of your head. What is the phrase that you hear every farmer actually mutter about rain?
A lot of times you'll hear ranchers say it's always a good day for a rain or a baby calf. I think Monty Tucker uses that one a lot.
Yeah, he does.
And I guarantee you, however much rain I get at my place, my dad over there at Visai, he's going to have more.
Yeah, that's the stuff I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, he is notorious for that. Like, if I get 7/10, he's going to get 7,500.
Well, you should throw him off on that deal. Tell him you got, 700 1,000s the next time. See if he's quick enough to react to that.
Oh, I guarantee you he's better at that math than I am.
Okay. All right. Well, Laura, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and thank you for coming on. And look forward to seeing you at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention next week. And you do have to be a member to be there, right?
Yes, you do need to be a member because we have some business meetings and some things like that. It's just $100 per year to be a member of the OCA. And so you can pay that membership either online when you register or right there at the registration desk. So that's no problem to get that. And that's just because we do have a policy meeting on Saturday morning as well. So we're able to keep track of who's in that meeting.
Right.
Come on. If you're not a member, it's a great time to become a member. It's not cost prohibitive at all. For a couple $100, you can go to the whole convention, get in on all the banquet and the whole nine yards. So, yeah, just come on.
I think it's money well spent. And the magazine we get all the time is worth $100.
Yes, there's so much good information within that Oklahoma Cowman magazine. Colton Pratt has done a great job with that. He's the guy that you see ringing for OCA at a lot of the sales around, the bull sales and such. He's done a great job with that. There's always great advertisers in there. There's always great information. That Cowman magazine is pretty high quality.
Yes, it's very well worth it. And so we'll tell Jeremiah and the boys that we all say hi from down here. I mean, it's not like we're a long ways away, but so we'll see you there. And have a great day.
All right. That sounds fantastic. Thanks, Jimmy. And we'll look forward to seeing you. Not this weekend. You got to go to Duck Bowl Days and the Wild Plum Jam this weekend. But next weekend, July 25th and 26th, go down to Norman and see us at the OCA convention.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
You bet. Bye, Jimmy.
Bye. All right. Miss Lori Campbell, one of the head dogs at the OCA. And does a really good job. She's got more energy than most people need. Poor Jeremiah. Yeah, I bet he is crawling out the walls. All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General store break. And when we come back, we'll finish up the show. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Fishing. Fishing.
Get ready, Elk City. The 11th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby and Presidio Family Day is back Saturday, July 19th at Ackley Park from 8 a.m. to noon.
Let's go fishing.
Kids 15 and under can cast their lines in a pond fully stocked with fish. And don't forget the prize fish. Catch a marked one and you could win $100.
All right.
No pole, no problem. The Oklahoma Fish and Wildlife Team has you covered with fishing poles and bait, plus free t-shirts while they last. And the fun doesn't stop at noon. Presidio Family Day keeps rolling with the carousel and putt-putt open until 1 p.m. So mark your calendar, pack your sunscreen, and join KECO at Ackley Park for a fantastic day of fishing and family fun at the 11th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby, Saturday, July 19th.
Come on, you fish, take the bait!
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Otis Crane in Elk City, Oklahoma, where reliability meets strength. From the 50-ton truck cranes to the powerful 165-ton GMK cranes, they have the right equipment to get the job done 24/7. Specializing in setting oil field equipment, Otis Crane is trusted for its precision and dedication. And they're a proud supporter of local communities and high school sports. Otis Crane, your trusted partner in lifting and logistics.
It's been a really busy spring and summer for Richard and Teresa. What they do is hard work, but they like it. And they like knowing that they're helping people. They help families liquidate belongings. Richard and Teresa do the hard work of gathering and cataloging and selling them. S&S Estate Sales is their company. Maybe you've seen their yellow signs. On Facebook, search for S&S Estate Sales or find them in the Penny News. For the hard work of liquidating, they're the ones you should call.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Lone Wolf America. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 94, feels like 97. Heat risk is low. 65, dew point 39, humidity. The winds are out of the southwest at 12, wind gust at 19. 91 hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87 degrees. Sunset at 8:50 tonight. Hot. 100 degrees today. Winds 15 to 16 with wind gust up to 20. Tonight, more of the same with the wind. 75 for a low. Hot. 102 tomorrow with winds out of the south. 12 to 20 with wind gust. Maybe up to 30 tomorrow. We'll see. Hope not. Drying things out. Okay. I asked a question earlier. What's your favorite, or what is a phrase you hear every farmer or rancher actually mutter about rain? Well, according to the text line here, here's some of them. Stupid cows will be stuck in the mud again, and my wife won't be happy that I'll be dragging mud in the house again after getting them out of it. Farmer, I wish the rain would stop so I can get my crop cut. Me, I'd rather fight the mud than dust. That's true. All right, let's go to, and then I think the Cotton King sent something in here. Let's see what he said. Oh, yeah, he said they're always griping about not enough or too much. All right, here we go. You guys ready? Let's listen to some of these phrases. We could use some rain. This is a go-to phrase farmers have had since the beginning of time. It's simple, familiar line heard everywhere from church parking lots to town meetings, starting at planting and sticking around through the end of harvest. Another one is, it would be nice if it stopped raining. Ah, the full circle moment. Just 2 weeks ago, we were begging for a slight shower. Now it's been raining cats and dogs for 4 straight days. Another one, how much rain did you get? This is more small talk. It's actually a competition between farmers, and there is a winner and a loser. Hey, but you don't have to be a loser. So a couple of you guys got it, I know, but the raindrop. It's not 100% accurate, the app is, but it's pretty close. You get that. You can actually sneak in on your neighbors or even your buddy that lives 100 miles away, so you know if he's lying to you or not, and get a count on how much rain. They've actually got 24 hours, 12 hours, 3 days, 7 days, the whole year. So you can actually download that app and get it. It's within a tenth or two of being pretty accurate. Another one. How much rain did so-and-so get? Because we all know that one farmer magically got all the rain again. Did you see the forecast for the week? This is a question that leads farmers to check five weather apps that all have five different answers. So, got lots of good ones out there. I hope you guys have a good weekend. I see you tonight at 6 o'clock at the Antique Tractor Parade in Sarah America. Also, just to give you a little hint, next week we might be opening the Today in Ag Golf Tournament up to the public for sign-up. Don't know what day, don't know when, but listen to the show, obviously. See you next week. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America.
It's red hot.
KECO, Elk City.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The FBI investigating an